Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
My name is Shari Zane, and I'm coming on to do a message for the 144,000, the Chosen Seed. It's been a minute since I've come on this channel to do any messages. I've been working very hard on my other channels and fulfilling my purpose here. And so I definitely felt called and drawn to come on to do a message for the 144,000 chosen seed. So I hope you all have been doing well, staying grounded, staying balanced, and coming from a space of love at all times, staying in gratitude at all times. That's very important in spite of what we might be going through. And so let me go ahead and get right into it. Today I'm going to be doing a message. I'm going to be pulling the cards to see what comes forward in terms of the energy of 144,000, the chosen seed, and what advice I can give you to help light and guide you down your path, okay? So let's see. Ooh, that's a lot of cards, y'all. I guess there's a lot that needs to be spoken about. So let me do that again. I'm going to try to give one card at a time here. Okay, you need a physical detox, okay? I'm seeing that there needs to be a purging, a cleansing here. And the physical detox can also be representation of needing to cleanse your mind, your thoughts, your emotions, and to detox yourself on a spiritual level. So when you do a physical detox, you're also setting your intentions to cleanse yourself on a spiritual level as well. You're overthinking right now. Didn't I just tell you that? So in terms of your mind, if you have too many thoughts, if you're overthinking about a particular situation, a particular person, or a particular outcome, then it's time for you to release yourself from that and to go with the flow, okay? You want to be able to stay in this space of lightheartedness and gratitude at all times. So if you find yourself overthinking, then you could be creating scenarios that could further cause roadblocks in terms of your forward movement down your divine path. So you want to be very cognizant of that. So a physical detox with the intention of clearing out any clutter within your mind is very important for the 144,000. You need to water your vessel. Okay, so we need to drink more water, I'm seeing. So definitely a lot about in terms of maybe the diet is not so great at this time for the 144,000. So the message is to do like maybe a smoothie and water fast, okay? Intermittently, that's something that the 144,000 will benefit from to keep your everything regulated and flowing freely. And as I said, that's also for the mind as well. And as you know, anytime you hold in too much toxin, too many toxins, you become the perfect host for lower level entities, bacteria, on a spiritual level as well as on a physical level to enter into your body. So you want to always remain conscious of that with everything that you feed yourself with, okay? It's time to write that book. The world needs to hear your truth. So many of the chosen seed have a book that needs to be written at this time. You have a gift for writing, okay? And so as you continue to purge yourself and cleanse yourself, sometimes even those of you who have a gift for writing, you could be overthinking because many of those things that you're thinking about need to be put on paper. You need to be writing it down and creating your purpose through your words, okay? And so whether you're writing a book, whether you're writing music, whether you're writing poetry, whatever the case may be, writing a script for a movie, you need to be in that space of allowing things to flow freely on a spiritual level and on a physical level. And this is why that detox, that physical purge, watering your vessel is going to really help you to rebalance and to get things back stabilized so that you can focus in on your purpose and that creative gift that you have. So again, many of you are writers, and it's time for you to begin writing that book or to get back into writing that book. You have here your mind is not playing tricks on you. So that's, and then you also have performance anxiety dealing with the throat chakra here. So your mind is not playing tricks on you. Obviously, you've been doing a lot of thinking. The 144,000 is doing a whole lot of thinking, and you're probably beginning to have more awareness. You're starting to see things more clearly. There's certain things that you're just, I feel like we're seeing so much past the illusion now that you might be starting to question, well, am I headed down the right path? Am I seeing things correctly for what it is, or am I overanalyzing this? But you are. Your mind is not playing tricks on you. You are recognizing things. That veil has been lifted, and so you're able to see things from a spiritual nature, not just from a physical aspect, but from a spiritual aspect as well. And so you might be questioning yourself, but you want to come out of that energy and accept the fact that the thought or the revelation would not have come to you unless there was some facts behind it. So you want to just look a little deeper, ask for more answers, ask for more clarity, but don't overthink it and don't reject it at the same time, okay? Because these things are coming to you for a reason. And then in terms of performance anxiety, for some of you with the throat chakras, this is indicating that you need to be speaking your truth, okay? There's a truth that you are supposed to be presenting to the world through spoken words, through song, through whatever it is that you would do in terms of using your vocal cords. And so your throat chakra could be blocked because maybe you didn't feel like you was heard in the past. Maybe growing up, you was always placed into the shadows. But now it's time for you to come forward and to shine that light for the world, because the world needs to hear your truth. And so you could be overthinking, because there's a lot of this information that's coming in that needs to be put in a book, as well as a lot of this information is coming in to you that needs to be spoken to various people, okay? And so you will notice that your tribe, the people that are supposed to hear your message, will come to you. They will come to you as you continue down your path and as you move forward courageously in your purpose, okay? So let me see what else is coming out. Write down, speak it, feel it, and move towards it, okay? Write it down, speak it, feel it, and move towards it, okay? So that's what I was just saying. Writing it down, if you are a writer, whatever it is you're supposed to be writing, whatever format or whatever way of art that looks like for you, write it down. For some of you, you should be speaking it, okay? Okay, speaking it and feeling it and moving towards it, okay? So this is why your mind has been so cluttered, because you have so much information that's coming in and your awareness at this time of what life is all about on a spiritual level, on a physical level, and how those things merge together, that you've been suppressing it. And so you might be having some performance anxiety because you're wondering, well, is my mind playing tricks on me? Are people actually going to believe those things that have been revealed to me? You know, who's going to actually be the ones that I can actually talk to? Because you have already found that many of those people in your life, on a personal level, in terms of family members, maybe certain friends that you had in the past, certain lovers that you dealt with in the past, they don't have an understanding that you have on a higher level, okay? And so you had to distance yourself from those people because you all no longer had anything in common, especially when it comes to your spiritual path. And so now you might be wondering, well, who's going to understand those things that are coming in? Well, that's not for you to be concerned about. The main thing that the 144,000 chosen seed needs to be focused in on at this time is just living in your purpose, being the expression of what the Most High created you to be. Just be it. Be the expression of it. And being the expression of it is just freely speaking, freely doing, freely being, without reservation, not worrying about numbers, not worrying about who's, where's, and why's. Just do it, okay? So you want this. I'm feeling like this is that energy of the fool taking the leap of faith to just move towards your purpose courageously and boldly, okay? Don't allow yourself to be held back by fear or by wondering if others will understand. Get outside and get grounded, because the more grounded you get, the more you're going to be able to understand your position here in life and understanding that you have a very unique purpose. When you go outside and you experience nature, I mean, it's infinite. The Most High is just the artist of all artists, and so there's no two things that are exactly alike. They might look alike, but when you get closer on a DNA level and all of these different things, the details of each thing, even a blade of grass, there's no two blades of grass that are the same. There's no two atoms that are exactly the same, no two electrons that are exactly the same. And so it runs deep in terms of the uniqueness of all things that exist. And so you yourself are very unique. You have a very unique gift that only you can present to the world. And so this is not about whether or not someone else is going to take your gift or someone else has already done it. There's many people that already created the chair, but you still have hundreds of thousands of people that's in the process of making new chairs, okay? And there will be people, they will have their tribe or those people who are meant to be drawn and attracted to their artwork that will come and purchase their chairs, even though there's already hundreds of thousands of chairs, if not millions of them, right? And so you want to get out of that energy of feeling as if what you have to offer to the world is not unique enough, because it is unique. It is unique specifically to you, okay? Catered specifically to you. And so get outside and get grounded. That's going to really help you to see the infinite possibility that exists around you. When you stay within your home, within the four walls, you lose that imagination, that expansive imagination that helps you to see that. And so your gift is being born within you right now. Nurture it. Hello. Isn't that what I've been saying? Your gift is being born within you. It's growing within you. So you have to continue to nurture it. And nurturing it means that you're also nurturing yourself, nurturing your own physical vessel, nurturing your mind with positive thoughts. I am powerful. I am worthy. I am good enough. I am love. I'm compassionate. I am creative. I am a creator. I am a co-creator. Okay? Everything that I touch expands. Everything that I put out there in thought. So you want to just, everything that you do should be nurturing and feeding yourself in a way where you're growing, in a way where you're able to put love and passion into your gifts, okay? And then you also have here, it's time to dance and celebrate your victory. So we have things to celebrate at this time, y'all. I personally have overcome some very, well, the enemy wanted it to seem like it was large hurdles, okay? But I overcame these things because I know who I am, and I know that I am protected and surrounded by the holy angels at all times. I have a beautiful spiritual team, my ancestors of love and light. They give me messages and synchronicities all the time to remind me that they are here with me. And so while I had to stand my ground and defend myself against a lot of people who wanted to throw stumbling blocks into my path, I still understand that we are spirits having a human experience, and so even they, have to serve their own purpose in terms of helping me to become stronger and more powerful in understanding who I am. And so I give gratitude even for the stumbling blocks, because I understand that each time I have these things come into my life, I become more empowered. I become more strengthened in my purpose, and it gives me more courage to keep pushing forward, okay? And it also helps me to look within and to overcome any fear or any apprehension or any denial of who I am or what my purpose is. If I have any of those things lingering within me, it brings it up, okay? I address it, and I become stronger, and then I keep thriving forward, okay? We're not in the energy of survival mode anymore. We are thriving as the collective body of 144,000, so I want to encourage you all to do the same. Stand strongly and boldly in your purpose and know that you were placed here for a specific reason, okay? All of those personal issues that you might have been going through, they're getting ready to come to an end. They're closing out. That cycle is closing out for you. We are in the process of creating a new foundation, okay? So we got to continue to have faith in our dreams, have faith in our purpose, and know that we have been divinely guided to do these things, okay? So be bold. Move towards your purpose. Move towards your passion. If you have to just take it, it's so necessary to at least take the first step. If you don't take the first step, then your spiritual team can't help you. You see what I'm saying? They can't do it for you. So you have to take the first step. If the first step is writing out the draft for your book, if the first step is starting your business, getting your LLC or your, you know, whatever it is that you need to get, okay, incorporated, whatever it is that you need to get, or taking the first step towards your divine partnership. You know, if you're being drawn and led to move towards your divine partner, and you know this is the person for you, and you know that you have healed enough to be able to bring that union together and to build a solid foundation with one another, be bold and make the first move and move towards that spiritual union, because there's so many beautiful blessings that are going to come from these divine partnerships, okay? And so you don't want to be stuck in your mind about these things. You want to allow things to flow. You want to continue to have forward movement, because justice is here for us, okay? The scales are being balanced for us. We have been putting very beautiful energy out there into the universe, and the Most High is in the business of blessing at this time, okay? I'm talking about big, massive blessings that are coming to the 144,000 because of our faith and because of our commitment to our purpose, okay? And also the way that we have handled things, the way that we have overcome whatever obstacles or stumbling blocks that your enemy tried to place into your way, you still overcame it effortlessly. You still maintained that grace. You still maintained the love and compassion in your heart, and you did not allow it to derail you from your path. Okay, you became stronger, and so this is why we are being blessed. And so it's time to dance and celebrate. It's time for us to celebrate our victory, because we have a strong testimony, and we're going to have beautiful memories and beautiful things to be able to give to our children from one generation to the next, because we've broken these generational curses off of our families. And so many things that's happening in the spiritual realm in terms of the angels are celebrating, our ancestors of love and life, they're celebrating because we have gone through the fire. We have conquered the beast, okay? And so now these things are beginning to manifest in the physical. So, yeah, there's some disruptions that's happening. There's some people in the physical realm that wanted to throw stumbling blocks so that they have least, you know, they've attempted to, but they can't touch us, though, because the Most High has us covered, okay? We are always covered. So let me pull one more from this second, but I'm going to move on to the next deck and see what else is coming out here. People admire your natural ability to bring peace and solve problems, okay? So you have that ability. That's a natural gift for the 144,000 to solve problems and to bring peace and balance into their life because you are a light, and you're always freely giving of that light because that's just your nature, to bring light into every circumstance, even when you're not necessarily trying to, okay, because that light just, it just exudes from within. You have traveling here, so there might be some traveling that's going on, or maybe we're getting ready, you know, getting ready to do some traveling moving forward, but this is all about the divine path and taking that journey towards the sun, okay? So let's see what else is coming out. With the number 8 there, that's also about abundance. Okay, so we have morality, and we have slowing down. So for some of you, you know, things are beginning to slow down now because it might have been a lot that was going on, okay? It might have been a lot that was happening in your life, but now you're getting, you know, you're able to slow down and experience the journey, okay? Experience the path that you're being guided down towards. And in terms of morality, let me see, what is morality? What is morality all about? Because I feel like it's taking you out of that rigid energy where your awareness of the spiritual realm is taking you far beyond the confounds of religion. It's taking you far beyond the confounds of political structures and other people's belief systems or other people's conditioning, the conditioning that has happened around you growing up. What is morality? Yes, morality is now living moment to moment, okay? And so in this energy of, you know, being rigid and all of these dark clouds here, it's like being inauthentic to yourself, okay? Being inauthentic to who you was, you're now in this energy of going with the flow of life, okay? You're seeing things from a very colorful perspective, and you're overcoming whatever stumbling blocks that might have been placed in your way. You're gracefully gliding over those stumbling blocks and moving towards your divine path and staying balanced throughout the entire way. And this is all about living moment to moment, not being in that energy of being overly focused on what happened in your past or overly focused on where things are going in your future, but being in the now. And in the now, you're in this energy of knowing, okay, I have gratitude for the breath that I'm breathing in this moment. I have gratitude because I'm alive, I'm well, and I'm healthy in this moment. I'm taken care of in this moment. I have a roof over my head in this moment. I have access to food and water. My children are healthy. You know, all of these things that you can be grateful for in this very moment rather than being rigid in whatever these morals that was inherently placed upon you based on other people's fear, based on your mother's fear, your father's fear, your grandmother's fear, your aunts, your uncles. All of these people were stuck rigid in this morality, not really knowing that this was not their authentic self. That actually kept them in a very dark place, okay, trying to maintain an image that was not real. But now you come into the space now where you're living moment to moment. You're not worried about all of those things that was around you. And if you have not, yeah, new vision. You all have a new vision now, okay? You know, you've gotten up off the ground, okay? And now you stand on your own 2 feet in your new vision, ready to, you know, you're looking up. You're not looking down anymore because this person down here is looking down, they're falling. You're standing up now in your new vision, in your new awareness, in your newfound awareness of who you are and what you were placed here to do. And you're looking upward towards the Most High, knowing that you are protected. You've gotten your wings, okay? You know who you are. And in this new vision, it's allowing you to stay balanced. It's allowing you to just go moment to moment, stay in that playful, lighthearted energy. Celebrate, okay? We have to be in this energy of celebrating our journey because it's taken us somewhere great at this time. Yeah, so you have the burden here. So you got people around you Yeah. Politics. They're playing politics, you know, but they haven't been able to maintain that mask anymore because you see right through them. Even with this card, when I was looking at this, I really didn't think that that was our energy. I feel like it's more so people around you that want to try to get you back into that energy of being overly focused on false morals, okay? Morals that they wasn't even authentic to. All it did was keep them burdened, okay? It kept them in this energy of constantly wanting to bring problems and triumphs into other people's lives, especially into the 144,000 lives. You had people around you that tried to act like they were so morally upright. But in the meantime, they was really just trying to bring burdens and disruption to your peace, okay? These people was wearing a false mask. And behind that mask, there's that snake right there. You see this person that has these morals is trying to act like they're holier than thou. This person was wearing a mask. This person was truly a snake. This person was playing politics, and they really had an agenda against you to bring burdens into your life, okay? So it could be multiple people that you had in your life that was doing this to you that didn't like the fact that you had this new vision and the fact that you are now focused on living moment to moment. You're not worried about the stumbling blocks that they try to throw your way because you know that you're safe. You know that you're protected, and so you're still remaining balanced in spite of their efforts to try to burden you. Okay, in spite of their efforts to try to come into your life to try to bring you down, you're still remaining balanced. So these people are not very happy about that, and they're fearful of you letting go. In the spiritual realm, this is all taking place spiritually first, and then it happens in the physical. But in the spiritual realm, they no longer have access to your energy. In the spiritual realm, now those demons that they conjured up to try to send towards you is now coming back towards them to feed because they can't, the demon can't come to you. You're not the host. You're not receiving that type of energy because you're not vibrating on a low level to receive the energy that they was trying to cast out towards you, okay, while they was masking themselves in this so-called morality, acting like they was holier than thou, when in fact they was actually witches. Witches and warlocks that was playing politics with you, okay? And now because you're in this energy of awareness, you have this new vision, and you see things from a spiritual perspective, you know that these people did not have their best interest at heart. And so you have to walk away from these people. You have to let these people go, okay? And you're ready to take the leap of faith to become something greater, all right? Before you was that drop, and now you're getting ready to fall into this big body of water and become part of something that's greater than yourself. You're moving towards your abundance with another number eight right there. You've had a breakthrough, okay? You've broken away from the mold of what these people told you that you used to be. And that light that began to shine and emanate from within you is now so bright that it can no longer be tamed. It can no longer be held back. It can no longer be dimmed. You can no longer be placed in the shadows of these people, okay? And that's why they're so intimidated by you, and they're so afraid of you at this point. I feel like there is fear. They're afraid of you at this point. Look at that snake. The rattle is just shaking. They're shaken up by you because your light shines so bright that they can't even, their mask is no longer even working on you. You see past the veil, and so you know how to try a person by their spirit. And so right away, you're able to capture those people that come in trying to act like they're so holy, or they're so morally upright, or they have these positions trying to make it seem as if, oh, because I wear a certain title, because I have a certain badge, or because I do a certain job, then everything that I do is coming from an upright space. But in fact, their spirit is what's wicked. They have an evil spirit, and so you're able to detect these things right away because the light that is within you shines so bright that it illuminates all darkness, okay? And so everything that's hidden has to come to light in the spiritual realm and in the physical realm. And so these people, they're shaken up by your strength, okay? Because you are moving forward with intensity, okay? With intensity, you are moving forward. You cannot be held back in this dark energy. You are moving towards the light, exactly where you were supposed to go. You can't be held back anymore, okay? They can't even keep up. And the reason why they can't keep up is because they're like crabs in a barrel. Everybody wants to get to your energy because you see they look drained. They look tired. They look lifeless. They look like walking zombies. And that's exactly what they are. That's what they have chosen to become because they refuse to heal and because they want to stay attached to a certain construct, a certain so-called morality that is so inauthentic to who they are that has turned them into witches, has turned them into demons because they have been so focused and so dedicated to a structure that is inauthentic to who they are. And so they, instead of them healing, they'd rather bring you down with them. Not only are they climbing on top of each other, bringing each other down, but they're trying to bring you down. But see, you're moving so fast, all they can do is just watch you. you know that you're a spirit having a human experience. You are not just a physical vessel that they see, but they can't see past the flesh. Their eyes are not open enough. The only thing that they can see in the spiritual realm is demons. They can't see anything light. Anything that's light, they want to try to darken it. They want to try to dim it. But look at how fast you move it. All they can do is point and watch. They can't catch you. The Most High made it so that they wouldn't be able to touch you. And see, they tried it. They tried to throw stumbling blocks, but this was your energy. And this is why you're moving forward with such intensity. Because the Most High said, now I'm going to take you and I'm going to catapult you towards your success. I'm going to catapult you towards this new beginning. So much so that they're going to look up and their damn heads is going to spin. They're going to be like, well, damn, I didn't even know she could move or he could move that fast. With intensity, you're moving away from these burdensome people, okay? And they're disappointed in that. A lot of people are grieving. Look at that suppression. They're suppressing this energy. They don't know what to do with it now because it's like, okay, now I can't use this energy towards the chosen. I can't use this dark energy towards them. And so now they're suppressing all of that energy. And it's building up a very toxic blood supply that can definitely cause illness because they got all of these dark clouds that they refuse to release because they want to sit back acting like they so holding it down instead of doing the work. Okay? They need to wake up and see that the structure that they've been so attached to has only turned them into a snake. It's only made them play these politics that's inauthentic to themselves, but it's going to take for them to go through a lot of healing. They might not even be able to make it happen in this lifetime because I feel that these people, they now have a lot of karma that they have to deal with, and they're going to have to deal with it amongst one another. They're going to start fighting as because they realize now that your energy, they can no longer feed off the energy of the chosen seed, okay? So we are definitely moving forward. We've had major breakthroughs. We have a new vision now. We know the importance of letting go. We know the importance of establishing a new beginning for ourselves and staying focused in on our divine path. Look at this, healing, okay? Healing and flowering. We are growing. We are healing and we are growing. From everything that they tried to do, the Most High said, I'm going to heal you now. Now, that's why things are slowing down for you, because now you're able to heal, okay? Now you're moving into this energy of healing. So the Most High had to pick up the pace and say, okay, no, I'm about to catapult you away from your enemy. So much so that they won't be able to see. The Most High blinded their eyes so that they can't even see you, okay? In a spiritual realm, they can't see you. In a physical realm, regardless of whatever it is they try to do, they can't touch you, because the Most High said, touch not my anointed one. And so you are now this energy of healing and growing at the same time, and very abundant in your energy, very balanced with your masculine and feminine energies, your yin and your yang, okay? Knowing how to balance those things out, and you are boldly moving towards your purpose alone because you see beyond the illusion. You see beyond any fear, okay? A lot of people can't take this path. A lot of people can't take the road less traveled because they're afraid of dark. They're afraid of not being able to see. They're afraid of what is on the other side of this thing. But we, as 144,000, we move forward courageously and boldly because we know that our path is always lit. The Most High always blesses us with light. Even in the darkness, he gives us the moon, okay? Even in the darkness, the Most High has given us the moon and the stars, and so it's never completely dark. And that light that exists from within us is definitely helping to light the way. And so we move forward in our path alone, but ultimately we come together and we meet up with our divine partners and we meet up with our true soul family, our true tribe, okay? So seeing beyond the illusion means that, you know, you're no longer looking at things from a matrix perspective. You are looking at things from a higher perspective and you are seeing the truth in all things, okay? So let me see what else comes out. Real quick, inner balance between your masculine and feminine energies is attracting your soulmate to you. True friendship, love, and divine work partnerships are coming towards you. Isn't that what I just said? We're about to attract our divine partnerships, our soul family, and so that's what's happening here, okay? Inner balance between your masculine and feminine energy. That's the part that I just showed you. Balancing out your masculine and feminine, your yin and your yang, is what actually bringing that alignment within yourself. Once you become balanced within yourself, then you attract your masculine or feminine energy to you. And this also talks about the true friendships that's coming towards you, the love and the divine partnerships and connections that's coming towards you. Okay, so continue to stay balanced, okay, because we are attracting our true tribe to us. So you have to let go of a lot of people, but at the same time, you're getting ready to receive a soul family that is far greater than any blood could actually be. You might not have had to release all of your blood family, but in your awakening, you came to realize that you had to release quite a few, okay, friendships, loved ones, and things of that nature. So you may be moving towards someone or something. Be courageous in your pursuit, moving forward courageously and boldly, taking the reins of your life and looking ahead. So, yes, it's all about continuing to move forward, continuing to move towards your divine path, staying moment to moment, okay, as you continue to go forward, stay in the now, living moment to moment, not looking too far ahead, and definitely not looking too far back, and if you happen to look back, make sure it's good memories, okay, but staying on the path, okay, and knowing that you're being divinely guided. Yeah, here's the card, staying on the path, making courageous and bold moves forward, taking the reins of your life and looking ahead. So let's see what else is coming out here. We have release all codependent energy. Being alone does not mean lonely. Abundance is plentiful. And this says, I have planted good seeds and now enjoy the harvest. I am independent, self-assured, and confident in my solidarity. Okay? So knowing that you planted good seeds and you can enjoy your independence, you can enjoy your abundance, releasing all the codependency on having other people in your life, okay? Releasing all of that. You don't have to hold on to any person, place, or thing because everything that you need is right within you. The Most High created you and crafted you that way so that you don't have to be dependent on anyone or anything. And so releasing all the codependent energy and knowing that being alone does not mean lonely. Wasn't I just talking about going on this path alone for a time? But knowing that your path is lit, you got your holy angels, you got your entire spiritual team that is surrounding you and that is guiding you down your path. And so even though you're going alone, it does not mean that you have to be in that energy of being lonely. So if that's what you find yourself in because you had to walk away from these people who was burdensome, that tried to place all of these false morals into your life to try to keep you bound and chained to them because they didn't want to heal, don't worry about that. You're not lonely. You're releasing. Okay, and in that energy of releasing, it's allowing you to grow. And so just know that you will be, like I said, you're going to come into partnership with your divine person. That's what the card said. You're coming into union with your divine partnership, okay? In spite of external influence, remain balanced within and do not get distracted from your divine path. There is alchemy within temperance, okay? And then on the other side, it says balance, moderation, patience, and purpose are needed at this time. So everything is all about maintaining that balance, okay? That's how you do it, by living moment to moment and staying in the now. That's how you maintain your balance, by blocking out everything else around you and just staying focused and staying in the now, okay? And so in spite of external influences, yes, remain balanced. Do not get distracted from your path. There is alchemy in temperance. That means that you are being the co-creator of your life at all times, even when you're not consciously doing it. When you're not consciously trying to be the co-creator, you're still assisting in creating through your thoughts, your emotions, and those things that you entertain. And so in knowing that, why not be consciously? Why not just stay in the now, but stay in that energy of consciously being the co-creator of your life? Knowing that every thought that you put out there actually creates something, knowing that every emotion that you feel creates something. So when you know this, then that means that you're conscious of your thoughts at all times, so you want to make sure that your thoughts are pure, that your thoughts are in a light space, that your thoughts are bringing you emotions that feel good. And in that energy, you are becoming the alchemist, and you are alchemizing things and being the co-creator of your life by creating a positive outcome, creating good things, a harvest, creating love, creating beautiful relationships. This is what you are creating by maintaining your temperament, okay? By maintaining your balance and your emotions in spite of what's happening around you, you are creating, even in the midst of other people trying to create stumbling blocks for you, you are creating something far greater than what they are trying to throw at you because you're maintaining your balance. Doesn't matter what kind of, how big the doggone rock is, you know how to glide over that thing because you are staying in the now. So keep that in mind, y'all. So I just want to pull a couple of cards for things that the 144,000 needs to release, and then I'm going to close out. So let me see. That's too many. Hold on. Let me see. I didn't realize that many flew out. So let me see. What does the 144,000 needs to release? Abandonment issues, okay? So that would be all about that loneliness, again, that we were talking about before, right? So if you had any abandonment that you had to deal with growing up, whether it was from your parents or maybe even from relationships or friendships, people that might have abandoned you as you continue to awaken and, you know, rise into your divinity. It's time to release that. That will be dealing with your root chakra. So getting outside and into nature has already come out. And the first few cards that came out was in regards to what you are feeding your vessel. So take fasting, intermittent fasting, feeding your body with smoothies, green smoothies, and lots of water is actually going to help you with your root chakra, because the more you feed yourself with nature and the more that you actually place yourself into nature by going outside on a regular basis, that's actually healing your root chakra, and it's healing abandonment issues as well. So let's see what else is coming out. Things that need to be released at this time. So definitely do work on your root chakra. Look into different ways that you can heal your root chakra. You can use dark crystals, tourmaline, jasper, that's too many. Any dark crystals, okay, or red crystals. Eating fruits that are red, wearing red, meditating on the color red, listening to frequencies for the root chakra. And like I said, one of the best things is getting out into nature. So the heart chakra, working on your heart chakra is important. If you have any grief based on losses that you had to take, or, you know, anything that has you in that energy of grieving, needing to just heal your heart space, work on your heart chakra. Rose quartz. Green adventurine. These types of crystals will help you to help, you know, to bring that energy necessary to help balance out your heart chakra, as well as, you know, doing random things, random acts of kindness actually helps to heal your heart chakra. Listening to frequencies for the heart chakra. You know, being more playful and lighthearted in your energy, expressing gratitude, saying affirmations of love to yourself, doing things for yourself that's loving and nurturing is actually going to help you to heal your heart chakra. And these are the last two, and I'm going to close out. I have, look at that, time with children and random acts of kindness. Didn't I just say that? That's going to help you to heal your heart chakra, okay? And then you also have right behind that hyperactive sex drive or an underactive sex drive. This will be dealing with the sacral chakra. And so I believe that's something we did talk about, codependencies, releasing all codependent energy. Being alone does not mean lonely. So if you find yourself in that energy, let me address this first. Spend time with children and random acts of kindness. Because this came out right after I said it, then that means that that's double confirmation that that's something that you need to do. If you don't have children of your own, then, you know, find ways where you can spend time with children, random acts of kindness, you know, saying a kind word. You know, if you feel guided to give somebody a word of encouragement because you see that they're down, or giving to the homeless, or whatever the case, whatever you feel led to do, that's a random act of kindness is actually going to help to heal your heart chakra. Speaking love to your divine partner. If you find that you know who your divine partner is, start, you know, opening up your heart to that connection, you know, releasing any of those suppressed emotions that you might have for that person and allowing that union to come together is going to help to heal your heart chakra. But definitely spending time with your children if you have them, random acts of kindness, okay? Now, hyperactive sex drive. What I was mentioning was that codependent behavior. If you feel lonely, sometimes people have sex with others because they don't like to feel lonely. But then you end up feeling depleted after you've done that, especially when you're talking about the 144,000 chosen. And so you want to consider who you are giving your energy to. If this is just a connection that is based on physical appearance, then you have to consider that you're choosing to leave out all of the spiritual aspects that's attached to that vessel that you're having sex with, okay? So you're attracted to a physical appearance, but consider all of the energy that you attach yourself to by having that type of connection with that person, because sexual energy is very powerful. And so you want to consider only giving that sexual energy to your divine partner. I have been celibate for 20 months at this point, 20 months, okay? It might even be longer than 20 months at this point, because now I'm like, okay, I'm not really going to keep on counting. At some point, you know, the Most High is going to send me my divine partner, and then I'll be able to say, okay, look, it's been about 2.5 years, however long it takes. Need I say more? Okay, but 20 months at this point. And so I know the importance of holding on to my sexual energy and not giving it to just anyone, because there's a spirit that is attached to that vessel that you lay with. And so you take on the energy of that person as well as whoever else that person is sleeping with. Soul ties are real. So you want to be very cognizant of that. You find yourself having sex with that person, or you have multiple people that you can call up on those lonely nights, and then you have sex with them, and then a couple of days later you're feeling yourself in depression. You feeling yourself angry. You feeling yourself in this energy of needing to constantly feed that sexual appetite or that sexual beast, because now this person has awakened a carnal nature in you, okay, something that's almost uncontrollable. Or you might find yourself moving towards substance abuse or drinking or anything like that. Understand what is happening on a spiritual level. Everything has a spiritual aspect to it before it is physical. And so you want to keep that at the forefront of your mind. When we're talking about an underactive sex drive, then consider if you're not having sex and if you have been celibate for a certain amount of time, you want to use that sexual energy towards your gifts. Use that sexual energy towards your passions, those things that you are passionate about, because that's another way of releasing that energy, releasing that dopamine. It doesn't just have to be from having orgasms. You can release dopamine from your throughout your body from doing things that you love, doing things that you that actually get you excited, okay, and motivated. Directing that sexual energy towards your gifts is what needs to be happening right now for the 144,000. Okay, so that would be dealing with the sacral chakra. You can use crystals such as carnelian, tiger's eye, anything that's orange, any orange crystals, okay, as well as, of course, frequencies, sacral chakra frequencies, and focusing in on your creative gifts, okay? Like I said, focusing in on building and nurturing your gifts, because that card did come out. So you should be nurturing your gifts right now. If you feel like you have that sexual energy pent up and you don't know how to release it, and you just, you know, the only way that you can think of is actually going to release it with somebody that is meaningless to you, it's a great consequence behind doing those types of acts without having a true connection with that person, and especially doing it with someone who is low vibrational in their energy. So just consider that. Keep that at the forefront of your mind here. I'm just going to pull one card from this deck, and we're going to close out. Ripeness, okay? There's a lot of abundance that's coming towards the 144,000. That card came out earlier. You have planted many good seeds, and you are getting ready to reap an abundant harvest. Well, there's the card right there, okay? The abundant harvest is coming in, and so be ready for it. Get ready. Stay in that energy of celebrating, because you know it's coming. So that's what I got for y'all. I love you. And I don't want to take too much time in between coming to do these messages. But again, you know, the Most High has given me a calling to place my gifts in other areas to help reveal some things and to bring and to shine light on some dark areas that have been hidden for quite some time. And so I love you all, and I definitely want to encourage you to continue to stay moment to moment, stay in the moment. Okay, regardless of any stumbling blocks, stay in the now. You are built for this, to overcome any and all stumbling blocks that your enemy might try to send your way, okay? Stay on your divine path. I love you all, and I'll talk to you next time.
But I'm stronger. You thought that I'd be broke without you, but I'm richer. You thought that I'd be bad without you, I left harder. Thought I wouldn't grow without you, now I'm wiser. Thought that I'd be hopeless without you, but I'm smarter. You thought that I'd be stressed without you, but I'm chilling. You thought I wouldn't fail without you, so I'm millions. I'm not
go subscribe to Shavi Zane's channel. Her information is in the show notes. So go ahead and go over there and subscribe to her channel, guys. Great, great, great content. You will love it over there, I promise you guys. If you want to donate, my link tree is in the show notes. Or if you want to book a session, guys, I'm an oracle reader myself. And I do sessions, so if you want to book a session with me, go ahead and use the link tree and book a session. All right, guys, till next time. Peace.
If you feel insignificant, you better think again. Better wake up because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. Not just a speck in the universe. Not just some words in a Bible verse. You are the living word, you're part of something way bigger. Bigger than you, bigger than we. Bigger than the picture they framed us to see. But now we see it, and it ain't no secret, no. Understand that truth about that question in your soul. Look up, don't look down, then watch the answers unfold. Life is your birthright, say he said in the fine print. Take the pen and rewrite it. Step out your wisdom and step in your wisdom. You know that you're excellent, right? Spirit is teaching, no, I'm not just preaching. I'm taking my own advice. Let mama let you know, mama's still trying. I can't get no days off, I don't get no days off. Truly I'm feeling it, I have to say that thing twice. Trying to be a good wife, still really hard, I can't lie. But I promise you I will fight, so I fight. If you're feeling frustrated, you're thinking I'm jumping it. Forgiveness is key because we're fighting something way bigger. You never lose, we are winners. I'll be the root, you'll be the tree. That's from the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger. In the picture they framed us to see. Legacy, oh, you're part of something way bigger. Let love be the water I pour into you and you pour into me. There ain't no drought here, blooming throughout the actual power. I'll be a sanctuary, you just don't know yet. You just don't know yet. No matter how hard it gets, you got my blood, yeah, and you're gonna rise. Because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. I'll be the root, you'll be the tree. Pass on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger.
Peace, infinite waters diving deep once again. We are here. How to switch to self-love, your secret superpower. Let's just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. We've got a whole lot to talk about. Now, I got a message. Thanks so much, Ralph. Switch to self-love. I loved it. But what about the full version? Uh-oh. What about the full version? Okay, so we're going to dive into it. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello there? Self-love is the secret gateway to becoming your greatest version. Without self-love, you won't go far. Look, you're just in the same position, right? You see? Now, self-love has changed my life in a phenomenal way. It's helped me connect with millions of people, live in infinite abundance. And there was a time when I didn't love myself. Look, nobody teaches us how to love ourselves, why it's so important to love ourselves, what are the benefits of loving yourself. No, they don't teach you that. That's why a lot of us are really confused. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Okay? Now, practicing the art of self-love is a lifelong process. I'm in it every single day. And it starts with this. Stop caring what other people think. Do you think that's easy to do? You think that's easy? No, it's not. It's very, 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 very difficult. Why? Because as human beings, we love to be like other people. We want to fit in. Nobody wants to be an outsider, a fringe dweller, an outcast. We want to be accepted. So therefore, we spend our whole entire lives trying to conform to other people's standards instead of creating our own. Slow motion this side. Other people's beauty standards. You look fantastic. Their body standards. I want to look like that, Ralph. It's not fair. So what helped me along my journey was to stop trying to live by other people's standards. Instead, I had to learn how to live by my own standards. And you do this simply by surrendering. It's not about competing. I want to be like them. That's a disrespect towards yourself. You want to become your greatest version. Your, not me, for you. Do it for you, baby. Right? And it's such a weight off your shoulders. For the first time, you can actually go like this. Ah, oh, that feels better. Right? Because it's a lot of stress when you are trying to squeeze that foot inside and then you realize your heel is sticking out at the back. Doesn't look good. Right? So I just started to realize I've got to start creating my own standards, living in my own standard of beauty, accepting my body, how it is, the shape of my face. I love it all. And that's how to begin to love yourself. Stop trying to fit in when you were born to stand out. Slow motion this side. Okay, how many weird people do you know? Well, get to know more weird people. That is how to switch to self-love. You see, weird people aren't weird. That's just what we call them. Weird people are unique. That's why they stand out. And have you ever noticed that when you find someone who is very unique, it almost allows you to be yourself? You feel comfortable around them because you're like, they're so weird. Well, I'm going to be weird anyway. Right? And then you fall into the true authentic you. Spend time with unique people who don't care about copying other people. They are original. They love who they are 100%. And I do it all the time. I spend time with the cat down the road. I meet a lot of very, very weird people every single day. Well, I'm diving deep. And it's beautiful because they're only unique. and they remind me that I have to always honor my uniqueness. You won't find another Infinite Waters. If you do, they're a clone. When we talk of self-love, I've realized this, that you've got to go to the place where you find your greatest power. That's what's helped me along my journey. I realized for a long time I was living a very, very harmful lifestyle because I wasn't practicing self-love. I wasn't doing what I love every single day. I was in the wrong environment, the wrong friends. I was following the wrong crowd. If you're doing all of that, it's going to be very hard to love yourself. But when you go to the place where you find your greatest power, if you are a skater like me, if you're skating every single day, you're in the seat of your power. You are in the throne. If you are a makeup artist, if you are a scientist and you do that every single day, go into the lab, you are in the seat of your power. That's how to practice the art of self-love. You go to the place of your greatest empowerment every single day. I'm always in nature. I'm in the art gallery. I'm doing what I love. I get to wake up and do whatever I want and live in infinite abundance. You think I'm complaining? Can I get a hello? Absolutely not. Life is incredible. I realize how fortunate I am. That's what helps me to love myself. You see, you can't love other people until you love yourself. And not caring what other people think is the greatest form of self-love. As your self-love begins to grow, you will see it is because your self-expression is beginning to grow. And that self-expression comes, that self-confidence comes from going to the place where you find your greatest power. Now, do you love the skin you're in? I love this skin, baby. This chocolate, oh, I love it. I love it. I meet people of all shades and tones. And they love who they are. That's incredible. But for a long time, I didn't love who I was 100%. And I know a lot of people are going through the same thing. Because you see, we are born into a world where people are treated differently based on the color of their skin, where they were born, how much money they have, did they live in a mansion or a shanty town, right? That's human beings for you. Beautiful, but sometimes downright ugly. Now, when I started to love the skin I was in, I began to switch to self-love. But it goes even deeper beneath the skin. I am a multidimensional being having a human experience. How about that? I love all parts of me. The flaws included, what I call the perfect imperfections. I love it all. I accept it 100%. That, like the Egyptian proverb, a beautiful thing is never perfect. When you can come to love the skin you are in, when you can come to love the body you are in, it doesn't have to look like those supermodels, because we know sometimes it's photoshopped and you're never going to look like that anyway. But when you love your natural body, that's how you begin to love yourself. Because so long as we are trying to reach a beauty standard which doesn't even exist, because they don't even look like that. They've spent a long time in Photoshop and whatnot. I know, because I work in Photoshop, I work in After Effects and all of these programs, so I know what you can do to a human body. You can actually make someone who looks like this look like what the hell is that? Anyway, right? You can do great transformations. But when you begin to love yourself, you're more interested in the inner transformation as opposed to the outer transformation. To begin to love the skin you are in, you have to, what helped me, begin to live from the inside out as opposed to the outside in. You see, I have over 1 million YouTube subscribers, and that's not coming from what I'm wearing, how I look. It's coming from the message. When I receive over 2,000 messages every single day in my inbox, people thanking me, your videos have changed my life, I'm not the same person, I realize, wait a minute, this is incredible. Let's take a moment of silence. That's only because I love myself. If I didn't love myself, that wouldn't happen. Instead of hating yourself, why not start loving yourself? You see, because you can find what isn't working in you, and you can trash talk yourself, you can give yourself a really hard time, but what will it do in the end? It will create a vicious cycle. That's what will happen. An endless loop of self-hate. Now, to get out of that cycle, you have to start praising yourself. Find one attribute every single day about yourself and praise it. Say, I love this about myself. I love my smile, right? I love the way I walk. I love the way I talk. I love my voice. Find it. And then find another one, and then another one. What you're going to realize is that the more you love yourself, you're going to help other people to love themselves. You see, the problem in the world is that people don't love themselves. Instead, we're trying to gain other people's approval. We're trying to impress people who we really don't know, and they probably don't even care. That's the problem. You see, we're trying to get that love externally instead of developing it and cultivating it internally. That's the problem. Now the solution is to start cultivating it within. And that's what changed my life, basically, right? 7-day vegan challenge. What's it like being a vegan for over 13 years? Eating a plant-based diet. The first week I started, over 13 years ago, eating a plant-based diet, mangoes, papaya, grapefruit, brown rice, all of that beautiful stuff, I had a lot of criticism. What are you doing? Where are you going to get your protein from? Look at you. You're losing weight. It was hard. Hard! And a lot of people right now are doing the 7-day vegan challenge inspired by my videos. Many, many, many people. And they're also telling me they love it, they feel great, but the hardest part about being a vegan or eating a plant-based diet is other people poking their nose into your business. Well, it's sometimes hard. They tell me, like, where am I going to get my protein from? And chia seeds, spirulina, complete source of protein, 65%. It's even got more than beef. They're silent now, aren't they? Exactly. Don't concern yourself with people who judge your food regimen. It's your journey. If they don't understand that, that's fine, because it's not their journey. It's your food journey. And in the end, what you're going to find is that the results are going to show. Your plant-based diet is going to help you attract more happiness, love, financial abundance, health. I've seen it. I've attracted all of those things because I realize I am what I eat. So does the cat down the road, by the way. Now, when we talk of switching to self-love, your secret superpower. What helped me along my journey was learning to fill my own cup. I'm sharing with the world. I'm inspiring millions of people. People ask, Ralph, do you ever get tired? Well, I'm a Pisces, so no. Not in helping people. This is what I came here to do. At the same time, you like when I say that? At the same time, I realize when I was first starting Infinite Waters, sharing videos, I still wasn't filling my own cup. So I wasn't really sharing consistently because I didn't have a lot to give. You can only give what you have. You can't give what you don't have. You see, many people don't fill their own cup. To switch to self-love, you have to fill your own cup, meaning you have to practice the art of self-care. Baby, go for that massage, I'll pay for it. Great. Go hiking, go swimming, do what you love. Take care of yourself first. That's how to switch to self-love. Because so long as you are neglecting yourself, not even brushing your teeth, and trying to help people, one, you're not really going to help people, and two, you're definitely not going to help yourself. However, when you are taking care of the inside you, your emotions, how you feel, how you look even, you got a whole lot more to give. Self-love starts with self-care. Slow motion this side. So fill your own cup before you start filling other people's cups. And then you'll find you have just cracked open the beautiful gateway to self-love, which is the secret to becoming your greatest version. Now, when we talk of self-love, what happens to so many of us? Many of us, we are in jobs which don't serve us. I was for a long time, and guess what? I wasn't practicing the art of self-love, because self-love begins with self-care. I wasn't taking care of my true needs. I was living for the outside world instead of the inside world. So let go of any job that is not making you happy. That's like so important, we don't even realize it. Because what you're doing for the majority of your day is either increasing your self-love or making you hate yourself. So right now, I wake up every single day with a bunch of grapes in my mouth. Shout out to all the content creators creating their own reality. That's what happens when you step into the realm of self-love. You recognize that secret. Let go of any relationships, any relationship where you're just being tolerated. What helped me switch to self-love was to say, okay, I get it. I don't want to be tolerated by anybody. I'm only going to surround myself with people who have my best interests at hand, who celebrate me, and guess what? I'm going to lift them up on my shoulders. I'm going to celebrate them. They deserve that. They're worthy of that. I'm worthy of that too. You're worthy of that too. And the cat down the road is definitely worthy of that too. So, many of us, what happens? We don't love ourselves because we don't know our true worth. Loving yourself begins with knowing your true worth. Now, we are meeting people every single day. Sometimes we're in a relationship with someone and they don't really celebrate us like we know we are worthy for. Right? Yet someone will celebrate you. We got to move towards that person, not the one that's just tolerating you. But ultimately, the greatest relationship we can have is with ourselves. Once you develop that relationship, you will naturally gravitate towards relationships which are reciprocal and there is a higher resonance. That's how to switch to self-love. You want people who are going to praise you, and you're going to praise them too. You don't want mediocre relationships. You don't want to be around people who are only there just to be there. You want people who are your ride or die ones, who are going to have your back in a crisis, who are going to root for you. They're even going to do a backflip for you, right? They're going to do a few backflips for you, right? Because they love you. You should love them too. Now, what's helped me to switch to self-love is to realize this, that you got to be authentic. Be authentic. Don't spend your whole life trying to copy someone else. Like, don't try and be another Infinite Waters. That won't help you love yourself. Develop your own style. Like, I love every single day, and I love myself, and I love other people, because I develop my own style by being authentic. When you take off the mask, trying to impress people, trying to gain their approval, and even if you get their approval, you still feel you're under their control. You see, when you start doing and living on your own terms, like Frank Sinatra said, I did it my way, you move more into your true authenticity. Because now you realize it is more important to impress yourself than it is to impress other people. Slow motion this side. Now, I found that to be authentic, a very simple way to do it is to say, look, this is me. No filters, no censorship. I'm going to talk about indigos, whatever. I'm going to talk about it, right? We've spoken about so many different topics on Infinite Waters. People can see the authenticity, and that's why we are inspiring millions. We, collectively, not just me, everybody here. So realize that authenticity, the more authentic you are, when you're like, actually, I'm not just going to do what they're doing on Instagram or on YouTube, I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. And even if people laugh at me, they joke at me, they criticize me, they throw omelets at me, hey, we're vegan here, hey, right? Bananas at me, peaches at me, I'll just eat them actually. Peaches are pretty tasty. Right? It doesn't matter, because ultimately you are doing what you want to do. And that's the secret to self-love. You do what you want to do, first and foremost. And if people don't like it, too bad, they can shove it. Oh my gosh, anyway, right? Be proud, be proud, be proud. That's how to switch to self-love. Be proud of how far you have come. Like, keep a journal, the how far I have come journal. We've all been through a lot. We've been through the jungle and made it out. How did we do that? When you start to ponder that and contemplate that, that's how your self-love begins to grow, because your self-love will grow with your self-appreciation. You can hate yourself for what you didn't do, or you can praise yourself for how far you've come. Everything you have gone through has led you up, has led you up to this point. Everything you have gone through has led you up to this point. Let me clap for you right now. So you got to be proud of yourself. All of those challenges, those obstacles, when you were wrestling those crocodiles, you made it out alive, like not even a scratch on you, baby. Right? Self-love begins with self-appreciation. Once again, self-love is a lifelong process. Don't listen to people who say, oh, you're posting a selfie, you're so egotistical. No. That's a sign of your self-love. Be proud of your body. Be proud of who you are. Because for so long, we have been told that we should be ashamed of who we are. And that's why so many people are confused and don't love themselves. We're changing all of that. And right now, it's time to be proud of who you are. You see, there's a difference between narcissism and self-love. Let me explain. Narcissism is when you want the spotlight for yourself. Nobody else can shine. Self-love is where you shine and you appreciate other people shine. Slow motion this side. Everybody can come into the spotlight because we are all stars. But you are so in love with your uniqueness, you don't want other people to start changing your beautiful design. Look, if everybody truly loved themselves, which that's where the world is heading to, don't worry about it, there'll be so much less stress, because stress is caused by changing ourselves into something we are not. So when you accept yourself, when you move more into your true authenticity, all of that dissolves, it disappears. And for the first time, you just say, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello there? We are here in the art gallery just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby, baby. Have a beautiful day, deep divers. We're here, infinite waters, diving deep. Once again, stay well, stay healthy, peace. You!
And now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man, what has he got, if not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way. Yes, it was my